Let's learn over here in Daf Samaches Amid Beis.
Yeah.
Let's start from the middle of the Daf. Ahu Adnu the Omer Ahu Achbara. Ahu Achbara. Yeah. So there was a nachbar. There was a mouse that fell into the chavita, into the chavita, the shichra, into a barrel of beer. So what's the shayla? The shayla over here is it's going to give flavor. The achbar is aser. It's a chefsa de surah, and it's imparting flavor into the beer. So the beer now has. That's what it says. That's a shayla.
Gives off
flavor. Yeah. So it's tarfus. So there's a taruvis of isavet. What's the shayla? So what's the halacha? But maybe the achbar is tam lefgam. It's not a positive flavor, it's a negative flavor. Right? So if it's a negative flavor...
You mean it ruins the beer?
It ruins the beer. It's not a good flavor, it's a negative flavor. So that was the sugya of the previous stop, is if you have tam lefgam, if you have a flavor that is not beneficial,
yeah,
it's disgusting. Let's say meat decays. Meat decays. Right? Meat decays, and meat falls into a pot. And it gives off a negative flavor. Is tam lefgam prohibit a davar hamuta? Okay, that was the previous daf. So over here you have an ach.
When was halacha
talking? So the gemara is maskana was that halacha lemais we pass the tam lefgam is muta. Why we pass this muta? Halacha, but Rameir says tam lefgam is osur. Okay, it's osur. So here we have an achbar. Achbar fell into
One second. We're assuming it's not bottom shishim.
Oh, that's the Gemara. Let's assume that the Gemara is going to say, "Let's correct." At this moment, the Gemara is going to discuss all the rules a bit in a moment in a Hanami. But right now, it falls into beer, and let's assume there's a flavor. But the flavor, let's assume now for the moment, the flavor is not beneficial. Yet the Gemara says, "Ashrei Rav Lahu Shichra Rav Paskin," that the beer is awesome. Okay,
like Rameir.
Oh, exactly. So Amrua Bona Kamei Rav Sheshes, name a Kesavan Neisin Tam Lufkam Osir. It must be that since he passed that it's Osir, it must be that an Achbar, it's a double posh, an Achbar has a negative Tam. And the fact that he passed that it's Osir, he holds Neisin Tam Lufkam is Osir. Amrua Rav Sheshes, no.
When you say Kesavan, you're referring to Rav, yeah?
Correct.
Okay.
Name a Kesavan Neisin Tam Lufkam is Osir. Amrua Rav Sheshes, no, it's not a Raya. The Alma Sava Rav holds Nois the Tam Lufkam is Mutter.
Or the Rabban were saying this in the presence of Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, no, that's not the.
So the Mari says, no, Rav Sheshes Rabban, no, it's not a riot. The Alma Sava Rav Nois Tam Lufkam is Mutter. Really, I'll tell you, Nois Tam Lufkam is Mutter. The Hacha is Mutter. So why then, in this case,
is it
Asr? So the Mari says, Shemens Chidesh. The Hacha, Chidesh Shudah, Mimas Mois, Ubedili Inish Inche Mine. An achbar is disgusting. And if the Torah would not say that an achbar is osir, if the Torah would not be Megal, they said, well, the sheretz, an achbar, people anyway would not eat it. People do not eat things that are disgusting. So it's not necessary.
That's an interesting point you're saying, that the Torah says, it's the shakas that we're saying, yeah, but yet you haven't.
Oh, the Gemara isn't talking about echem.
Oh, yeah?
It's a pell, it's let's
like
see.
Roaches and all the.
The Gemara is saying that a normal person would not eat achbar. It's disgusting. Right? It's the Chiddush of the Mimas Mois, it is something that is disgusting. Ubedili inche mine. And people.
Can I ask you something? I don't know if it's a silly question. Maybe because we're trained to think like that. And what about if nobody, and he was born and raised in a place where they never ate chicken, and now he sees it. I'm going to eat a piece of chicken. You know what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying. You're right. You're 100% right. I do not know the answer. The Gemara is saying in Metzias. The Gemara is...
Blood, they say blood is disgusting. Not a place where they eat blood.
They love it. It's delicious, they say, right?
So what's...
I do not know the answer. I really do not know the answer. The Gemara
is... You didn't see anyone should be...
I just live very superficially. I didn't really delve into this very much. I live very superficially. But the Gemara we were saying a Chiddush, that we're saying the site, that a normal person in society, among the Goyim, or among us, maybe we're dealing now in the middle of Kali Shah. Once already we have a whole Torah, maybe it means like this, that the Kali, Goy, you're right, Goy has no values, who knows what they'll do. But a Yid, we have a certain guidelines. So if we would not have this particular mitzvah, and we would have all the other mitzvahs, on our own, it would not fit into our lifestyle. To eat the that it would not fit in. Since already we know we do other things, that's not it. It's the whole Mimas mois, it is something which by nature is disgusting, and people do not eat shrotzim, the achbar. And so there's no need for the Torah to tell you do not eat it, because you anyway would not eat it. So why then did the Torah go out of its way to tell you do not eat an achbar? It must be to teach you, even if the achbar is pogum, it's disgusting, even then do not eat it. Even in such a situation, do not eat it. Therefore, it's teaching you, that's the finish. Okay, that's the more seems over here is that the seems to thing over here is that an achbar, sometime when it's alive, maybe the Gemara means that he's an apple when it's alive, it's disgusting, but it's not lefkam. The time it's not lefkam. Maybe that's what it means. It's not disgusting. The flavor is not a beer flavor. You wouldn't eat it. So why? But you wouldn't eat anyway because you don't eat achbar. You don't eat an achbar because it's just a disgusting creature. But not that its flavor is a beer flavor. So why did the Torah go out of its way to say do not eat the achbar? It's coming to emphasize a chiddush that even if in this, like in this example, where the achbar falls into the pot.
That's the reason I tell you it says explicitly.
And you're going to take it out. So I'm not eating the achbar.
Right.
Well, the day is over. I'm not eating the achbar. But I'm drinking the beer. And the beer has the flavor, a small amount of flavor from the achbar. And that flavor is pogum. That's not a beneficial flavor because it's dead. So when it's dead, it does not give off something that is pleasant. It's still going to be awesome. That's therefore normally.
What's that going to end up of a live achbar falls in?
What? No, it's a die or drown. That's not the point. The Gemara say you don't need an achbar. Not because of the taste. You don't need that because it's disgusting. You don't need an achbar. Forget about the taste. The good is the taste. You don't need an achbar. Achbar is disgusting. So there's no need for the Torah to tell me don't eat the achbar. Now in this case, am I eating the achbar in this case? I'm not eating the achbar in this case. The achbar died. It fell in. I took it out. So what is in the beer? The only thing that's in the beer is the flavor of the achbar, which is pogrom, which is disgusting. And the Torah says, and so that's the chiddush. Normally, I'll tell you, noisetam lefkam is mut, noisetam lefkam is mutter.
It's mutter.
But in this case,
point to Rav, yeah.
But in this case was, since the Torah went out of its way to teach me that an achbar is aser, right. Something which I anyway would never do. I would never anyway eat a living achbar because it's disgusting. And the Torah anyway told me that it's aser. Why did they tell me that it's aser? The only reason why the Torah could have told me that it's aser is to teach me that when it comes to that by an achbar, noisein tam lefkam is aser. Normally, in a regular halacha, noisein tam lefkam is mutter. But by an achbar, noisein tam lefkam is aser. Okay?
It's interesting because how you switch. Noisein tam lefkam is mutter. Even is mutter because it ruins it.
Normally.
In that context. When you use noisein tam lefkam is aser.
Only by an achbar it's aser. Only by an achbar. Only by the shratzim. Only by the shmoneh shratzim is noisein tam lefkam aser. Because if the Torah did not tell me an achbar is aser, it's a chiddush. That's the Gemara's answer.
And by the way, how long does it have to be soaked into? It has to be.
It seems like even I don't know. It doesn't say. The chayyim for a minute. Okay. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe in 24 hours. That's the time's come out. Maybe it means it was hot. If it was hot, if the beer was boiling hot, immediately. If it's not hot, so then it's not. A beer is not chor. If it's not short, maybe it has to be 24 hours for it to the flavor. So I don't know exactly. Okay. So I think noisein lefkam is not miyaser. So that is a tremendous chiddush of the Gemara, is that really Rav holds noisein tam lefkam is mutter.
That's the hasbro.
Only when it comes to an achbar are we going to say that noisein lefkam is going to be awesome because exerts a kasef. According to that lomdus, if you want to go to the lomdus, let's go a step further. When it comes to tumah, let's suggest the following yisoy. When it comes to tumah, not only it's an achbar also b'achila. It's also metame is an avatoma. An achbar is one of the shmoneh shratzim, and if you touch it, you become an avatoma. So the question is, why did the Torah have to tell him that an achbar is an avatoma?
You mean we're talking about a live one or a
dead one? A dead achbar.
He
becomes a rishon. The achbar is an av. If he touches it, it becomes a rishon. It's a special only when it comes to achbar, only the shmoneh shratzim. Why did the Torah have to teach me this halacha? Why? Why did that? The Gemara say Rabbi Chish. Generally, why do you? Why did Torah impose tuma? The Torah wants you to stay away from it. Stay away. Don't go near. Don't go near. A dead achbar is disgusting. No one would anyway go near it. So why did the Torah tell me and put upon it tuma as a way of keeping me away? There's no need. I anyway wouldn't go near. It must be a tishu chiddush. Not only is an achbar that is let's say chai, then an achbar that's complete. Even achbar that decomposes, that's yavish. If the achbar turns into a hard piece of wood, it becomes hard, it gets all dried out. Even that's going to be in time with an avatum. It was the same lundus that you're going to apply when it comes to eating. Flavor, we should apply that same exact lumdus in regard to tumah. So there's no need for the Torah to tell me that achbar is tumah. Anyway, I'm not going to go near a dead achbar. So why did the Torah go out of its way to tell me that a dead achbar is tumah? It must be to upgrade it. That not only is a moist, the shmak of dead achbar is tumah, even yavish. However, what's the problem? The Mishnah says beferish. That an achbar that's yavish is tahor. Why does it look like
more
lachluchis? It's tahor. Also, you see that just when it comes to tumah, if it's yavish, it's tahor. So too, when it comes to pgam, no. If it's only when if an achbar is nois tam lufgam, it's also going to be mutter. We see we don't say the svar. Well, the Gemara says Yitzi is saying something. Why did the
Torah? He's trying to slug up the papers.
Sure. Let's see inside. The Gemara says the Gemara is a kasha. Let's see over here.
Let malach
v'yavish. Let an achbar that's lach that's moist v'yavish. Namely, yavish an achbar that's dry. It should become tamei. Why? Why should yavish become tamei? Because the same lundus. What's the lundus? The same
Rashi
lundus.
Speaks it out. Yeah.
Let's see Rashi. It's disgusting. Ubedile inshe mimagoi. People anyway stay away from touching the achbar. Lomale the asi rachman alei. Why then did the Torah need to warn a person to stay away from an achbar? Back to the Gemara. Alama, however, Alama to the Gemara of the Mishnah and Mishnah.
But this is part of what the Rabbanim was saying.
Part of the kasha. It's part of the kasha. Alama, however, Tanya is not really Mishnah.
Oh, so you say Elamah, you see?
You don't say the slumbers.
So the same thing also.
By time also. In fact, the Mother Mary says, wait a minute, according to your lumbus, Shikha Zera, Tatame Lach Yavish. The Mary says, no, let me ask another kash. The Mary says, another kash. According to the lumbus, let's take your lumbus. Another kash and Rapshashis. According to the lumbus,
this is also
part of the kash and Rapshashis.
The words are above.
So according to the lumbus, when it comes to Shikha Zera, Shikha Zera is Matame Avatama. It's not a Tama. Why is it necessary? Why not?
Because you need tefillah, right?
Yeah.
Tefillah is Ezra Butler.
But it's still not with tumah. The Shikha Zer itself is not, why, it doesn't change. A dead body is a Nevi Avos. The Shikha Zer is not with tumah. Why is it any different?
No, what I mean to say is a person...
Okay, that's fine. That's tahara. That's still that's a whole bit of tahara. But the bottom line is, anyway, tamei meis. Anyway, with avatam doesn't make a difference for us. Doesn't make a difference. Anyway,
it's a different kind of tumah.
It's a different type of tumah. That's why mikvah helps for that type of tumah. It's true. But the shikha zera is an avatam. First of all, there's a difference between the person that's moitzi shikha zera and touching shikha zera. Just because the person is moitzi shikha zera. It's not the same as mamish touching the shikha zera. The yitzav shikha zera does not necessarily bring upon the person. I don't know for sure. Does not bring upon the person who is
Avatama. Of course not, yeah.
Only if he touches it. If he touches the Shikha Zera, does it become a Rishon
Tumah. Yeah.
The Shikha Zera is an object which is an Avatama. That L'chor applies to Zvan HaZera. Why should they be given Zvan HaZera? A mace with Zvan HaZera is an Avi Avis HaTumah. A person that comes to a mace with Zvan HaZera, there's no way to get out of it. There's no way to get out of that Tumah. Shechva Zera is an Ava Tuma, but there is a way to get out of it. You don't need Para Aduma. The only way to get out of the Ava Tuma of Nais is Para Aduma water.
Right.
We don't have that. But there is a way to get out of the Tuma of touching Shechva Zera by going to Mikvah at Harav Shemesh. You have to have Harav Shemesh also. You have to go to Mikvah. I believe you have to have Harav Shemesh. You're shaming. You go to Mikvah. First, you touch a Shechva Zera with a Rishon. So then you go to Mikvah. That takes away the Rishon the Tuma, but the person is still going to be a shaming the Tuma until Harav Shemesh. So Tfilas Ezra, I don't know how this works, but Tfilas Ezra L'Chayra is Nish, that's complete until the following night. L'Chayra, I don't know. Pashto says that when you go to Nikvah, Tfilas Ezra, you still, the tumor resides in the person until sunset.
I also remember that, yeah.
Okay, so Vakasha. So next Kasha, we're going to be learning this Shechva Zera. What about...
I think that whole look is discussed with Pashto Shoiftim.
What's the...
No, not Shoiftim.
You go to the base of Kisei, right?
No, I talked about you should have with you in order to dig up a hole and
base of Kisei, right? Right. Okay.
No, but I think maybe you're right. Maybe it says for you. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
But it was called Uli. According to your lamb, the Shechva Zera.
Because why
does the Torah tell you this was this one? The only reason the Torah tells you this one is that you should stay away from it. But a person would anyway stay away from Shechva Zer, because Shechva Zer is disgusting. So why then did the Torah have to go and tell you to stay away from Shechva Zera? It must be the Machadish. And not only is Shechva Zer metame when it's an av, it's metame when it's yavish. When it's lach, when it's yavish.
Could I ask you something? It's in London. But the Mitzvah says once it's yavish, it evaporates. It's like something that's wet and evaporates.
So it seems there's still something left over. It seems
residue.
There's residue, right?
Yeah.
So that residue is tar. Oh, why? If the Torah is telling you that Shechva Zer is tame, it's obvious that you would stay away from the Shechva Zer. Why then did it say, must be saying it in order to add a new degree?
I love it tonight. The time of life, I'm time of
evasion. Elamai Islach Lemeimar.
That's another example.
So what are you going to answer me? What's the answer to when it comes to Shechva Zer? Shechva Zer, Amrachman Beru Yila Hazria. What are you going to answer? Yeah. Why taka don't we say that?
Right.
The answer must, because it says Shechva Zera. The word Zera by definition means that it's Ru'uya
Lehazriya.
Amrachman Abdullah Hazriya on Hachinan bin Baisam. So
you mean Lazriya to impregnate a woman?
Exactly. And when it's Yavish, it's not. Hachinami bin Baisam. When it comes to a sheretz, it says the sheretz, it says bin Baisam. The sheretzim are metame bin Baisam.
Right.
Bin Baisam. Rachman, in Baisam. It has to be in the same matzav as Kim Baisam. As when it's dead. As when it's dead.
I mean, it still has the
lachluchas. Oh, so what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying, well, that's not relevant to the case, of eating. In other words, it's a gzeres hakos. Don't ask me a kasha. No, so you're right. The Gemara saying, you have sheish, is now coming to the rescue. You have an answer. L'chor, the Gemara over here means, Rashi is silent. Rashi the El is shining leading to him. Right, it's leading to him. That we got the chiddush of the gazalu, the lach for the yomish. So the shechva zera. The Gemara is giving the verses that we're going to answer. It's not a kasha. The Gemara, Rav Sheshes has been reinstated. His halach is correct. Why? Because this that we talk, you're right. When it comes to tuma, and when it comes to shechva zera, it's only metame when it's lach. And now when it's yavesh, it's a gzeres hakosel. What's the gzeres hakosel by shechva zera?
These were the exact words of the Rabbanan.
Right now, and now El is now coming to give an answer. Whatever you're saying, we're coming to.
It's interesting. Roshesh wasn't able to. Doesn't tell you Roshesh was able to.
It seems like Ella means this is Roshesh. The Gemara is coming to answer. The Gemara is coming to answer that it's not a kashin of Roshesh. That these two examples are of zero sakasol. When it comes to a tumor of sheretz and shechva zera, it's a zero sakasol. Zera, ru'uya lehazriya. When it comes to tumah, it says in the pasuk, "Bin my son." It's only going to be matami when it's lach.
The moisa, literally the after it.
The moment when it dies. The moment when it dies, it's the lach. Yeah. Gezeres HaKosef. Do we have a Gezeres HaKosef?
What do you mean, and moisa? Moisa, when it just dies.
Well, it has to remain in that matzah. Let's say you come back a day later and it's hard.
Right, right, right.
So then it's not going to be metane. Yeah. So that's what's a Gezeres HaKosef. But when it comes to the case of eating, let's go back to the first Yisoy. What's the first case? Our Shiloh was eating. The Torah says, do not eat a achbar. Do not eat a sheretz. Why did the Torah need to tell me this? Of course you're not going to eat an achbar. It's moles. Of course you're not going to eat an achbar. I don't eat. It must be. The Torah told me, do not eat an achbar. It's coming to upgrade the prohibition. Not only may you not eat an achbar that's complete, you're not allowed to eat its tam when it's pogum. And don't go tell me if that lundus was correct, we should apply that lundus in two different situations. We should apply in the case of Shechar Zera and in the case of Tumah.
Right.
No, we do not apply in those two instances because those are Gezeros HaKosov. There it says Zera Arul Azria. It says by the case, it says and it says by Tumah, it says Bimaisam. So those cases are the exception.
Yeah.
Okay, but when it comes to our Sugya, we do not have a Gezeros HaKosov to make an exception. And that is why we're going to proceed with the lundus of Rav Sheshes, that the Torah says, do not eat a sheretz. It's not necessary to teach me such a concept. Anyway, we're not eating sheretz. It must be that when it says, do not eat sheretz, it's teaching me that the tam, that's pedam, is also awesome. And that is why Rav prohibited the beer in which a sheretz fell. Because even though the Bechol Tarakul, we talk a whole that that noise Tam Lufgam is mutur, but when it comes to Shiratzim, noise in Tam Lufgam is also. This we have no right.
And but Rashi says there's something interesting that about how do you call it, sheretz, that dead sheretz, if you touch it, but the kol hashipa all of mehem the moisim can't moisim from lachem.
Ke'ein moisim only.
No, but that's part of the condition. Kol hashipa all of mehem.
The moisim. It says the pasuk. Rashi says
what kol hashipa? What falls?
A piece of food. A piece of food touches anything or a person.
Or a person. I got it.
The sheretz down to me fall when you become a rishon tama. The moisim ke'ein moisim kishen lach only when it's moist.
It should because the Rashi brings the next Rashi that belongs. Before.
No, right, no, you're right. Sometimes Rashi is not in order. It happens, not so unoften. It happens. You find that Rashi, Kishach Vazer, Amar Chmanim, Beruil, Hazriya, Oish, Asher Tetzin, Kishach Vazer, it's going to the Pasuk. The Pasuk here is, Oish, Asher Tetzin, Mimenu, Kishach Vazer. He's going to the Pasuk. Right, Rashi, this Rashi is out of order. You're right.
So one second, so going back to Rav, that really is what the... But it comes
no,
to
what really nice on is really the Nimota. But only by Shiratzim is nice in Tam Lufgam also. Why is Shiratzim an exception? Because the Torah didn't need to tell me that a sheretz is also to eat. If the Torah would not have told me that you're not allowed to eat a sheretz, anyway, we don't eat the sheretz.
Right.
Why not? Because it's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
So why then the Torah tell me that I'm eating the sheretz? It's to upgrade the Yisr. Not only is a sherach lach osur, even a sheretz yaveish is osur, which means nois and tam lufgam is osur. Not only is a sheretz that the sheretz itself, when it's complete, is it osur, even when it's dead and it's imparting a flavor that is disgusting, even that's going to be osur. Okay.
What's interesting is. That something that's yavish doesn't extract
any. So that's yavish. Well, here the sheretz is dead. It's dead. It's not yavish. Let's say it's lach. It's not the issue of lach and yavish. It's not the issue. The issue here is the flavor that is coming forth from this sheretz. Is it beneficial or is it detrimental? That's the issue. It's dead. It's moist, but it's dead. So it's disgusting and it's foul. Right. And the foulness of the dead sheretz is being imparted into the beer. So the question is the beer osur or mutter? Mitzadech, you'll say, listen, the flavor that's coming out of the sheretz is the pagan, it's disgusting. And we have a rule of Kula, Noisein Tam Lefkan is Mutter. So why should this be different? The answer is Gzer Sakasa. The Torah did not need to tell me that, a Sheretz is Osir. I anyway would not eat a Sheretz. It's most Bidile in Sheimine.
He's telling you that even in the fall.
So why did the Torah go out of its way to tell me that it's Osir? It should teach you even when the Sheretz is giving off flavor that is disgusting. Like in this particular case.
No, even Yavesh.
Well, it's not really that. That's not a question of Yavesh. The Yavesh and Lach was the terminology the Gemara used for Tumma. That's not the terminology we need. We need to use now for eating. We're discussing eating. There are three cases. There's eating a Sheretz. There is the Din of Tumma of a Sheretz. And the Shichva Zera. By Shichva Zera and by Tumma of a Sheretz, there the issue was Lach and Yavesh.
Right.
By flavor, it's not a matter of Lach and Yavesh. It's a matter of Tam L'Shvach and Tam L'Fgam.
Right.
It may very well be that a Sheretz that's Yavesh doesn't give a flavor altogether. Not L'Shvach, not L'Fgam. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. That's not the issue. That's not what's relevant. That's not what's relevant to the discussion. Okay, next Gemara. Good?
Okay,
next Gemara.
I was confused before. Okay, good.
Maskif lo, Rav Sim ben Hardoy, Rav Sim ben Yisakasha, Yizmam Shiyokash, Yokash. This whole site, right now, we really built upon this principle. The reason why we have a Maisa Shahoya. It's a Maisa. Beer, barrel of beer, and a dead Sheretz fell into the barrel of beer, and Achla fell into the barrel of beer, and he took it out, and it was obvious from the situation that it was in the beer long enough for the Achbar to impart a repugnant flavor into the beer. And the people didn't mind. They were willing to drink it anyway. Big deal. So there's a little beer flavor. It's okay, we'll drink it. Rav Paskin Osser. Why? Noi Saint Tam Lefkam is us. And the Gansad Lundish of our Sheish has told us the Lundish because Chidishu. Because anyway, a person would need a Sheretz. Frankly, well, really? You're Kasha. And we show Zev Lobo.
Yeah.
Yes, the Kasha. People talk like Sheretz.
Who
says so big? Me, Mois. It's delicious. It's delicious. What? Melachim. They serve delicious achbarim. Achbarim, they eat al shulchan melachim.
That's very interesting.
That's what the Moravia says. Omar Rav Simin Hardol, Koshocha bididacha bididabra, Vaha bidamasa. There are different types of shiratsim.
Dabra means
in the woods. Out in the fields, those shiratsim are, and those achbarim are not disgusting. Those indeed are oila al shulchan melachim. Ha bidamasa, you never saw them have a mice. They never serve mice. You ever hear of someone have a dish of mice? Maybe some exotic type of rat that's out of the wild. Maybe that they serve a shul. They don't serve the achborim, the mosa, and roam around the cities. Mice and rats.
That we never serve. So they said shulchan aruch referring to the ones that are outside the...
So the mercy is not true. It is mosa. The taka is mosa. It is taka disgusting. The Torah does not need to tell you because the Torah did not need to teach you that the achborim, the mosa are also. Because no person would ever eat an achbar the mosa. It's disgusting, even for the common man. You don't need to have any it's a mitzvah. It's disgusting. And therefore, the fact that says we have reinstated the halacha of Rav. Why did the Torah tell me that it's also it's in order to be moisif a layer of chiddush, even lefkam?
Sorry.
Okay, next Gemara, second wire line. Amar Rava says.
So he's asking that's the case. It's not disgusting. So he says,
there are different types, and if Mila, since there is a type of achbar that is disgusting, and that type of achbar, it would not be necessary for the Torah to mention.
Right.
And the fact that it does mention it in the Torah,
right.
Mila is teaching that even the Ftam is going to be awesome.
Right.
Next Gemara, Amar Rava says, how do we pass the Hilchos Paskim?
And other shratzim,
I guess I'm assuming it's a loy plug. I'm assuming that once already one type of sheretz, Nois and Tam Lufkam is awesome, we apply it across the board. You can't differentiate between one and another. Pashas is that once already, according to Rav, there's one type of sheretz, which nois in tam lufkam is aser. It applies to all shratzim, all achbarim. You can't go differentiate. The Torah always talks in klal. The Torah doesn't talk about go that or this one. Yeah, that one, that.
Right.
Mela sins Torah.
So Rav doesn't pass like Rameir. He said normally nice and time of gum
is mutter.
Is mutter. For example, give an example.
Oh, let's say a nevela. Nevela. Chaza. You go to look, kasha, everyone's kasha in the kelim tonight, right? When you kasha the kelim, what do you have to do? You have to wait 24 hours.
Right.
Before you do libun, before you do hagalah,
yeah,
why do you wait 24 hours? After 24 hours, the flavor inside is pagam. So that's a really minatayu it's mutter. You don't have to do anything. Minatayu you don't have to do anything. We're machmir, we do hagalah even after 24 hours. That's takonis chazal. We do hagalah anyway. But mikra did after 24 hours is pagam. But if you have a pot, and in the pot was an absorption of an achbar, you cook mice. And there's a flavor of mice in of a mouse. Mice in your walls of your pot. That's also in our Torah. Why? Because the Torah did not need to tell me don't eat mice. In fact, it said to the Lord, mice coming to upgrade the permission, even if that was going to be awesome. Okay, next Gemara.
By the way, you're talking about Nevela, other things. Certain things, it's Nevela, treif. Like a cow became treif and died. Sometimes you could give it could add it adds a flavor.
Yeah, it does. It's a good flavor.
So
it's for sure going to be awesome. That's Tam L'Shvach. That's going to be awesome. Yeah.
Oh.
That's not going to be awesome. If you go take a piece of the veil, a good geschmack, a piece of the veil, and you put it into a pot, then the pot has treif.
I've been told, I can't vouch for that, someone told me his father or uncle used to work for Coca-Cola. And he says in Coca-Cola, one of the ingredients.
The sharp.
Yeah, you heard about this? Beetle juice.
What juice? From beetle
juice. You heard about this?
True. All the old days.
But they don't do that anymore.
They don't do it anymore. They start, because of the kashish, they don't do it anymore. But even when it was taka Beetlejuice, it's nishtane. It's not. That's an old shaylock. Like let's say they have today. A lot of pills have chaz. What's it called? They have
lard. Not lard.
Look at the ingredients. They always have another. Sometimes some of the pills.
That's the shaylock medications which a person needs.
The cover. What's the cover called?
The capsule.
Capsule. What they put in the capsule chaz. What's it called?
Yeah.
It's called
Not lard.
They use
animal shortening.
They use a lot of the companies they have a vegetable base. But some of the other ones they still use it's called chaser. So you should be machmir. You're not supposed to. The people.
I'm not there. Chachila, you swallow it.
So that's a shaila. In a chanam, there are a lot of vegetarian. Well, you're not there. Chachila, or you should take something and you should wrap. Or you have a piece of paper.
That's what someone told me.
Or some say that it's the shana. It's not mamish from the animal. It's gone through a chemical process. Once it goes through a chemical process, it's broken down. You can no longer say that this is chazer. Chazer in the Torah is the real deal.
That's the head of Rebelsky on the diet soft drinks.
Yeah.
For example, whereas on the dots in Rav Lando from Bnei Brak, they removed the hechshar during Pesach throughout the days of Pesach. On all of the dye beverages. Why? Because it has, because aspartame is kidneys driven. It comes from kidneys. And Rabelski says
that it's been broken down.
Yeah.
It's been broken down into a chemical,
right.
And then it's been reconstituted in another way with other chemicals.
Right.
So therefore, that is not, that's a mishtane.
Right,
it's mishtane, it's mutter.
Right, right.
And that heter applies across the board.
But Badatz and Rablando, they have their Rashgach removed during Pesach.
Okay,
they still feel
Pesach is chometz also the mashu.
Yeah, but kidneys is not chometz.
Oh, right, it's true. It's true.
Otherwise, Rav Belsky would never.
No, not necessarily. Something which has been broken down. That's a very big an old machlekes. A very very big machlekes. When something has been broken down into a chemical, then it's been reconstituted in a different way. Does it retain the shame? Is like chazer. It's very commonly I have keep remember, but chazer. A lot of these pills are coated with the capsule. From a lot of pills, are mom. Derived from
Nevela. The capsules usually, yeah.
No, it's never what's inside. It's never the medicine.
Right.
All the medicine. So you know,
now I'm fearful, but I have to find out because I've been taking garlic pills. Fermented garlic, black garlic, and it comes with a capsule.
What is the capsule? Look on the cover of the capsule. You want to look right now? I'll show you right now. You go to Amazon.
Can I tell you which particular one? Dr. Mercola. He's a very prominent doctor.
Let's see. Go to Amazon. Doctor, what's it called? Doctor?
I forgot his first name. Dr. Mercola. On fermented garlic, black garlic. Comes in capsules.
Black garlic.
Fermented black, and it comes in the, just like Contact, you know, remember the Contact medication? Comes in a capsule.
Yes.
Let me see something. That's the one.
Okay, so let's see the ingredients.
You got it. That's the one I take every day.
Is it good? It does something
for you? Yeah, very it's very healthy. Garlic is very healthy. It has 8 health benefits.
So here it is. It says other ingredients, the capsule. Here the capsule's okay. You're okay. It's organic rice. It does not appear to be. It's okay. You see the capsule is hydroxypropyl meth. I don't know what this is. Organic. It also has a new thing. Organic rice concentrate. Silicon dioxide. Okay, these things are not treif. But I'll show you another example. What is treif?
But it's mainly made from... But it's primarily garlic, right? It's
yeah, that's what's inside. You see, look here.
He was just describing the ingredients.
There are two ingredients. Look, every product that you buy in the store, you're going to have over here. You're going to have the ingredients.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, the active ingredients. Inactive, and then on the bottom, they're always going to other ingredients.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
The other ingredients usually, are capsules, and also they have fillers. Sometimes they put into the capsule, they have to add other things in order to keep it fresh, preservatives, interesting. Or other ingredients.
But these are all, this is not animal derivative.
No, this appears to be okay. But I'll show you, give you an example, something that's not good.
Chef, thank you very much.
No, but it's, even if it has, it's not mamish osser. It's not mamish osser. You can't say it's mamish osser. Yeah. Here, let's see, look another brand over here. Okay, garlic. Here, there's another brand. Let's see this one over here. See, these are soft. The soft gels are usually problematic.
Oh, yeah?
Let's see. I told you, it's not mamish. It's not mamish problematic.
They have medication, let's say, for example, for cold medicine, they have these gel capsules.
You don't have to go with sugar. It's not mamish.
Gel capsules, a lot of times, are derived from animal sources.
Yeah, gelatin. This is no good. You see here, look, here's an example.
All gelatin is usually derived from animal fluid.
Usually. They have now new technology. I don't know. I don't really look here. Look. It's right away a stop sign. Here.
You mean you can't make gelatin imitate?
Here's another. See over here? Other ingredients.
Yeah.
Gelatin. See?
No, it says glycerin. It doesn't say gelatin. Oh, gelatin. And glycerin also sometimes they say could come from. Yeah. Gelatin always means it comes from animals. So.
Or it usually means it's treif.
Yeah.
So is it mamish treif? Is it mamish treif? You can't say it's mamish treif. You can't say it's mamish treif because it's been like Rybelsky. It's been broken down into nothing, and it's been reconstituted into a new thing. So
let's talk about Pesach. Chametz.
So Pesach is
medications a person needs to take, and you know.
So first of all, if you really need the medicine, you're not going to find a rab that's going to tell you not to take the medicine if you really need the medicine.
Right.
You're taking vitamins. You're doing taking supplements, and there's a chash, but they don't really have a lot of these things. Don't really have chametz.
So halachically, I could continue taking those garlic capsules.
Why not? On paper.
No, because it says rice. It says rice.
Rice. Kidios. So you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Kidios. That's right. I don't know that. Taka says rice.
I have been reconstituted.
Okay, so if you really need to, you can take it.
No, I could hold back. I could refrain myself from.
Interesting, Taka. Let's see. Taka says rice concentrate. That's what it says. It's Taka amazing. You're right. Okay, so these are old shilas with let's see, let's go find the picture again. Here's the picture.
I'm sorry, I don't want to
No, it's good. It's a halachah l'maaseh. It's very good.
By the way, since we're on the topic of garlic, could you just tell me the health benefits of garlic?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
No, if you could just look it up for a second. The benefits.
This is way off topic. This is another time. Okay, let's go weiter.
But it says rice, yeah?
Rice. Okay. Therefore, it's tachas a shayla. Okay, let's go weiter.
But I don't have to sell them the chametz.
You don't sell kinyos. No, you do not sell kinyos. Good child. You do not sell kinyos. That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Very
good.
Rabbi here says, Omar. Rabbi Hilchus said, no, it's time to look at mutter. Okay, this time is mutter. We pass this time is mutter. But the achbar, the shichva, lo yudan, my time of
the rabbi. This time comes, it makes it worse.
Right, if you give it a flavor, that's what I'm going to do. You have an avail, that animal is giving off a foul flavor into the food, it's mutter. The achbara b'shechra, and achbar means...
This is a chazor, right. I don't know.
I do not know my time of the raf. I myself are inclined to paskin that it's mutter.
I don't know why Rabbi asked it.
I don't know why. That's why. If he goes to the Zalmogam, he's also, that's not a kasha. But the last looks like I say. If that's talking, we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin nice time of Gam is also.
If the reason why Rabbi holds the Zalmogam, so tell him, mutter, machbab, shikhan, shvichan,
shvichan, shvichan, shvichan, shvichan, shvichan, maybe you'll tell me a chidish. Is that it's not lufgan. When an achbar falls into
it adds yayin, flavor.
It's flavor. It's a good flavor. Maybe
if you're going to tell me that, yeah.
That's the time. Then Iboyuluhu. No, fine. I don't know if that's.
So he wasn't aware what
he did. All right. So obviously he was not aware. Obviously he did not hold that answer. Correct. You're saying a very good point. The fact that Rava leaves out that entire topic of discussion, obviously he disagrees with it. Obviously does not hold this concept of holding the chiddush. You're 100% correct. Rava leaves out.
We have Rava here.
Omar Rava, second wide line. He started the sugya. Omar Rava. We until now had a discussion between Rav Sheshes and Rabbanim. Second wide line. Second wide line. Omar Rava. Hilchasa.
Oh, so Rava obviously was not aware of.
No, he's saying time of time is mutter. Yachbar b'shichro lo yadana my time of the Rav.
So he wasn't aware what Rav Sheshes.
No, maybe he was aware, but he's trying to reject it. I don't hold this whole line. I don't hold this.
How come he doesn't mention it?
What?
He doesn't mention that.
I don't know the answer.
Okay.
Hilchasa. No, he's saying time lufkam is mutter. The achbara, the shichro, lo yadana my time of the raf. Im yishun the gesavan is alif gam is aser. That's not an excuse. Then we don't accept that. What am I saying?
Im yishun the gesavan is alif gam.
Maybe that's the time. Maybe the time is the alif gam is mutar the achbara, but the shichro ashbuchim mishavach. Then talk. We have to be machmir. There was when Rav made this statement. I think what he means is how do we what do we derive halacha lemaisa for us? If Rav Takas, Rav Taka Paskins, the Sound of Gam is Osir, new Rav, have a nice day. You hold the Sound of Gam is Osir,
and our Shabbat,
it says, someone's told me. You give Shiurim, you tell people what the halacha is, you tell. You have your own Shulchan Aruch. You do whatever you want. You have your Shulchan Aruch. I'm telling you what to do. But yeah, my angel. So the rest of the saying, oh yeah, Rav, you pass it, it's awesome.
Similar to that guy in the elevator.
Right.
No, he uses the elevator for him. He answered it.
Yeah, he was not because that guy was not actually not because you asked the Shiloh. I didn't ask the Shiloh.
Similar to the Acher. Hey, Ramayim, Adchum Shabbos, go back.
No, it's not so bad. I know people like this. Don't ask Shilas. If you ask too many Shilas, everything's going to be awesome. If you discover that it's awesome, okay? You can't do it.
I know what, Rob.
There are a lot of things like that.
I'm not impressed. He's always machmer. People also, he's always machmer. Whenever the people are like, he himself waiting, man. He's a Talmud Chacham,
right,
but he's controversial. Okay.
Right, so he actually says that sometimes, people do things, people are very lenient sometimes. You've seen halacha, people are very, very lenient in halacha. If these people would go ask the Shiloh, they would tell you it's awesome. It's awesome. So what are you doing? How can you not? Here it is. It's not really awesome. In halacha, it's very common. There's the majority opinion, and there's the minority opinion. The majority opinion talks that it's awesome. There's a minority opinion that says it's mutter. The Olam was not like the minority opinion. It's not a kasha. You have mamash many, many sugis. We hold a record in Shulchan Aruch that we hop onto the minority opinion. We make look chadash all the years. For all the years, chadash is not a chadash before the earth. It's a pillar. The whole America is
no, because today, not today. We're makbid. It's becoming very fashionable.
It became new, became fashionable, but it's still new. Even though it became very fashionable, there's a constant thing. We went in the club, we went through the whole sugi. It's a fascinating sugi.
It's interesting. The Bach totally says chutzlar. No, he says by akum.
The majority, the vast majority of the Rishonim pass them, it's awesome.
100%.
But halacha l'maaseh in America, 90% of the people. Maybe even more. Because it's easy. It's because the business of the mail at the end of the line. It's not because there's the matter. What's the shot? Because it's been established that you follow the Minhagim. Zehu, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha.
But you know, this the half of the Ramos. It's not Sveika.
The bottom line is the vast majority of the people who are not because there's a minority opinion that says it's mutter. If you're going to go to the Rav, he's going to tell you, I can't help you. I can't help you. Right. Look at the halacha. Look, you want to go tell him, you want to be medical? Don't ask. If you ask the Shaila, it's going to be awesome. I'm just joking, of course. Yes, but you're a Shaila.
This is a true story.
Yeah.
This is a true story. I heard this from somebody who's already married and his kids. He heard this from his Magachir, who was present. He was present when this happened. He was at a party. If you want, I can tell you who the Rav is.
Not allowed. Don't tell me.
No, but you hold from him.
Don't tell me.
And then I think you hold from him. This Magachir, this Yeshivish Magachir, told Rav the story. He was at a chasna. And who was inside the condition? This Rav. He was a Goyin Adi, Kola Toyer Kola. And he was looking for Aid and condition. And he was Makbid, the Aid condition. Machmer, they should be Machmer on Chadash, on Yashem.
Wow.
And he was looking, and he dismissed every So he asked this Polish older man, Yashem, yeah? What's Yashem? What's he didn't know what he's talking about. He finally found somebody with more, it's not a joke, a long hair, like a hippie, and he's Machmer. He took him as aid in condition. Yeah. See, he's trying to bring out the lech. It was almost a joke. He took somebody with long hair. He was aid in condition.
I don't know.
As long as your stroke showed up.
Okay.